911?
Yes, there is a man I am in Federal Way on Park Highway, across the, what is that? No, this is, shit. Can you turn over? I'm in Federal Way, there is a man with a gun and a little man on, what is that? The car wash place.
On the car wash sign?
Across Parkland and Federal Way.
Is that Elephant Car Wash?
Yes.
Okay, and so what's going on there?
There is a man pointing a gun at another man.
Okay, just a moment. Are they behind the building or where are they at?
No, I'm
okay, ma'am, I can't hear you on this phone, so it's kind of muffled. Are they in front of the building on the Pacific Highway or behind the building or where?
Right
in front of the building. Okay. And does anybody look injured at this time?
No. I can just say all right now.
Okay. And they're in front of the Elephant Car Wash or the car toys?
Elephant Car Wash.
Okay. What does the guy with the gun look like? What race and how old?
What is he doing?
What does the male with the gun look like? What race and how old is he?
African-American,
like 20s, 30s, 40s?
I believe he's Caucasian. I don't know, Mexican or Caucasian, playing the gun at the African-American guy.
Okay, so you think he's Hispanic or white?
Yes.
Is he darker skinned?
Definitely. He's a bit light-skinned.
Okay, and how old does he look? Okay, what is he wearing?
It's a checkered long sleeve shirt.
A checkered, like a plaid?
Yes.
What color is it? Do you know?
No, I do not.
Okay, and is it a handgun or is it like a rifle or do you know what kind of gun
it is? It's a handgun. I'm not sure if it was chain, but
Okay, so the guy he's pointing it at is Caucasian, you said?
No, it's a light-skinned man pointing the gun at the African-American man.
Okay.
Okay,
hold on. Do you see police officers there?
There was a police officer pulling someone over, farther down.
Okay, okay. What's your last name?
My last name is Thomas.
Thomas?
Yes.
And what's your first name?
Sharon.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you on this phone. Can you spell that?
Shannon. Yes.
Okay, what's your phone number?
253.
Hi there. We just witnessed the shooting in Federal Way.
Okay.
And I'm staying at the hotel here, and I'm wondering if you guys might be looking for somebody, because there was a guy that came in. I was outside smoking, and he just looks kind of fishy. He's registering and getting a room now, but he kept looking over his shoulder at the same time that it was like a moment before law enforcement came rolling through the parking lot.
Okay, let's start with the location.
So I don't know if you guys are looking for the guy that I saw. Mm-hmm. He was a blonde guy with a black jacket.
Okay,
maybe light brown hair.
Mm-hmm. So let me lead you through a couple questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first question.
Sorry, I'm shivering. It's cold out here.
Okay. What's the location where you saw that shooting?
Well, I didn't see the shooting. I heard it. But it looks like off Pacific and Federal Way.
Okay. And where did you see this person?
We're staying at the Comfort Inn. He's checking in right now. My husband's sitting in the lobby making sure that the lady that's working at the desk is safe. But I called her, and I had her on the phone, and she said he is checking in and getting a room.
You know,
so I said, okay, go ahead and hang up. I'm going to call I don't know the address, but we're the Comfort Inn in Federal Way.
Okay, and the person you saw, what race is he?
I think he was Caucasian, but I was across the parking lot and it's dark.
About how old, in his 20s, 60s?
Hang on, let me kind of walk over there a little bit. He looks like 30s or 40s, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm way across the way. I've got fibromyalgia and I can't move very fast.
Okay, and about how tall is he?
Oh, no, he looks... I can't really tell. I don't know, average height, 5'9", 6 foot maybe.
Okay, thin, medium, or heavy coat?
I was, like I said, across the parking lot. Average, maybe medium.
Okay. Well,
Lightly, slightly overweight, but not heavy.
Okay, did you say you think he has blonde hair?
Blonde or gray, maybe, if he's older. I don't know, like I said, my... Oh, my God, I've got to go back and sit down. Sorry, I've got fiber on my spine, like, tensing up while we're talking. Hang on, let me sit down real quick. He's checking in at the desk right now. So if you send law enforcement here, if they're looking for him, he's down in the lobby, and my husband is watching him.
Okay, what color clothing?
jeans and some sort of black jacket.
Okay, and what makes you think that he was associated with it? What'd you see or hear?
Like I said, there was probably about 13 to 15 gunshots, and there's a bunch of sirens and lights, and traffic is being diverted through the parking lot of the hotel, and there was one police car that came rolling through slowly, and then stopped and looked around for a minute, and right around the same time, a friend of mine that was out here smoking with me noticed this guy that walked through the corner of the parking lot of the hotel. And then along the side, and then went in and he registered, but he was looking over his shoulder a lot.
Okay.
Walking alone and, like, looking behind him like he was nervous. I was raised by law enforcement, so both my parents are retired from law enforcement, and my brother's an officer, so I kind of know what to keep an eye out for. And then to which you pointed out, I was like, you're right, that was a little weird.
Okay, and what's your last name?
So, Mendez.
My first name?
Sorry, I'm out of breath. Christine.
And a phone number for you.
425-314-1977.
All right, I'll forward that information. I'll have officers check it out.
Okay, like I said, the gal at the desk knows that I was calling you guys, and she said thank you that when I told her I was going to call and have my husband in there, so she's expecting to hear from somebody, too, and she knows who we're talking about. She was checking him in.
All right,
so I told her, I said, just pay attention if there's anything fishy, and she said, okay.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
So, yeah, not a problem.
Non-emergency.
Hi, it's King County with a transfer. I have a metro coordinator with information about something going on at South 316 and Pacific Highway South. He got it from his bus driver. Here you go.
Thank you. Hello, caller.
Hello, is this Federal Way Police?
Yes, we dispatch for them. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Metro Transit Coordinator 55. There was some police activities blocking my bus at Pack Highway and 316,
yes,
South
sir.
316.
Yes, sir.
And I understand that it was some kind of shooting going on there.
Okay.
There was an individual, according to my bus driver, that got on the bus. My driver didn't see it, but other passengers on the bus told my driver that a guy with a gun got on the bus at 3:16, right at that time, and then he got off at Pack Highway in 3:08.
All right.
I thought I'd pass that on to you guys.
Do we have a description of him at all?
It's a white male, mid-20s, blonde hair, was wearing blue pants and gray shirt. And when he got off at 3:08, he started walking southbound.
Southbound on Pack Highway?
Yep.
Do you know what
and
type of gun he had?
I just got off the operator about, this is about three minutes ago.
That he got off the bus?
That's correct.
What's your callback?
206-684-1111.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and add the information to the call that we have started, and if you get anything further, they see him again, please go ahead and give us a call back, okay?
Most definitely.
And do you know where the gun was last seen at all?
Where the what?
Where he had the gun or what type of gun it was?
Well, no, that was the only thing that the two passengers mentioned to my driver.
Okay. All
and that was it. No explanation of the gun, what kind of gun, and all that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.